Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Timothy Hodge. I'm just doing a little 9/11 remembrance. I want to go ahead and turn this over to the station and just let you guys listen as they read the names of some of the people that actually passed, well, all the people that passed in, on the 9/11. And I'll be right back with you guys.
Other times, I realize how my life has changed. My children have grown up. My grandchildren, Riley, James, and Grayson, were born. Life has brought many gifts to us. His three brothers, two sisters, and their families. I wish good people would be here to share them. But he can still be with us in the way we live our lives. He taught us to be humble, and to be patient with one another, to never hold on to anger or hate, and in his own words, to find the strength to be gentle and the courage to be kind. This is a poem that expresses how I feel. I carry your heart with me. I carry it in my heart. I am never without you. Anywhere I go, you go, my dear. And whatever is done by only me is your doing, my love. I fear no fate, for you are my fate. I want no world, for beautiful you are my world, my true. And it's you are whatever a moon has always meant, and whatever a sun will always sing is you. Cesar, we miss you very much, and thank you for sharing your life with me. Love you.
I Dreamed in a Dream by Walt Whitman. I dreamed in a dream. I saw a city invincible to the attacks of the whole of the rest of the earth. I dreamed that that would be the new city of friends, and every hour it could be seen through the acts of the men and women of the city, and in all of their looks and their words. Thank you.
George John Bishop.
Jeffrey Donald Bittner.
Albert Balewa Blackman Jr.
Christopher Joseph Blackwell.
Susan Leigh Blair.
Harry Blanding Jr.
Janice Lee Blaney.
Craig Michael Blass.
Rita Blau.
Richard Middleton Blood Jr.
Michael Andrew Bacardi.
John P. Bakke.
Michael Leopoldo Bocchino.
Susan M. Bocchino.
Bruce D. Bohm.
Mary Catherine Bofa.
Nicholas Andrew Bogdan.
Darren Christopher Bohan.
Lauren Francis Wazoo.
Vincent M. Boland Jr.
Taran Hamzavi Balerchi.
Alan Bondarenko.
Andre Bonheur Jr.
Colin Arthur Bonin.
And my uncle, firefighter Matthew Barnes. Pennsylvania's not the same without you. The family's not the same without you. We love you and miss you deeply.
And I am honored to be here on behalf of the volunteers from St. Vincent's Catholic Medical Center.
Alvin Bergson.
Daniel Bergstein.
Graham Andrew Berkeley.
My
Michael J. Berkeley.
Donna M. Bernhardt.
David W. Bernard.
William Bernstein.
David M. Beret.
David S. Berry.
Joseph J. Berry.
William Reed Bethke.
Timothy Betterly.
Carolyn Bug.
Edward Frank Bayer.
Paul Michael Bayer.
Anil Tihiram Farben.
Bella J. Buhan.
Shimmy G. Bigelason.
Peter Alexander Bielfeld.
William J. Figger.
Brian Eugene Bilcher.
Carl Vincent Beamy.
Gary Eugene Bird.
Joshua David Boomba.
And my father. I will never forget the man who made me the person I am today, always searching within for his guidance and advice. My best friend, my dad, my pal, the incident commander of the South Tower, and one of the brave leaders of the greatest rescue in human history, Assistant Chief of Department, Gerard A. Barbara.
And I am honored to be here today on behalf of the volunteers from the Arts and Business Council of New York.
Frank Bonanno.
Yolanda Lucia Bernardo.
Sean Booker.
Kelly Ann Boone.
Sherry Ann Bordeaux.
Christine Bernardi.
Martin Borsetsky.
Richard Edward Bosco.
Klaus Boto.
Carol Marie Brichard.
John H. Bolton.
Francesco Elio Bernard.
Thomas Harold Bowden Jr.
Kimberly S. Bowers.
Veronique Nicole Bowers.
Larry Bowman.
Sean Edward Bauman Jr.
Kevin L. Bowsner.
Gary R.
Loud Talk Radio?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, hello. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm fine.
I was just listening in because I had wrote a poem about 9/11, and I was just listening in to the 9/11 show that you were doing.
Do you have the poem in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Can you want to read
it? Sure.
Go ahead. What's your name? I'm so sorry. What's your name?
My name is Cheryl. I'm calling from Kentucky.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
I can remember I can remember that day because I was pregnant, breast with my son that is now 7. So the doctors had put me on bed rest, and I can remember that day, and it was, whoo. The weather here, it's supposed to rain.
Wow. Okay. Well, you got to help. In New York City here, it's a mess. It's full of rain and everything outside.
I really don't know where to begin because I have several, but this one I wrote when this happened, and it's called September 11. Actually, 911 is an emergency call, but that day it was more than all. An airplane flying in the air, and no one was aware. We saw the tower in just an hour going down. United we stand was our plan, but that day we had to use our helping hand. Red is for love, white is for pure, blue is for sad. My words remain because it's now stained. They shouldn't have been in history. It should have been in a mystery. 9/11.
Oh, that's nice. I like that poem. Did you have another one?
I do. I have to relocate it. I've been listening to like a lot of music and a lot of stuff this morning, and it's been a kind of tough for me to get motivated this morning because of this day. I can actually remember it and everything. And my son, he is so unusual because he keeps talking about it, and he's 7 years old, and he says, Mom, he says, the towers won't be the same. And I was like, yeah, I know, son. And he says, let's go back, but it won't be the same. And I was like, we can go to New York to see the towers, but I said it won't be the same because we didn't, because, you know, you can rebuild it, but it won't be the same. The pain is still there, regardless.
Absolutely right.
I was really admired. What really inspires me to go to New York is to see the woman that's holding the teddy bear. Mm-hmm. And that image reminds me of a lot of me when I was younger. And it's me actually now because I still sleep with a teddy bear. So it's a teddy bear thing. So how is it up there today?
Rainy, very rainy. It's raining, you know, heavy.
Wow.
Very windy.
So I guess everybody's, how are they dealing with it today?
Some mourning, some, you know, they're just so, you
I'm
know,
sure they are, especially with the lost loved ones that was attacked in this.
Yeah, you know, being, you know, actually witnessing it, you know, something crazy, you know, and I had never seen anything like that, you know, in my entire life, when I, you know, saw it happen, you know, a plane to actually go into a building, actually see that, it's just a mess. I've never seen some, and you see it on movies, but to actually see it actually happening, you know, for real, like a plane actually going into a building, you know, and then
I knew when I was seeing it on TV, I was like, oh gosh, that plane's going to crash. And that's all I can, you know, far as, I just don't think I could really deal with it. Honestly, I really don't know what I'd have done up there. I don't know, I guess I probably could, but giving up someone, I've been doing it for quite a while, some time, but, you know, I still question why does things got to do, you know, why does it got to happen? So, you know.
Yeah.
I forgot what I did with that other poem that I read. I read so much all the time, it's hard for me to get them all in order, but it's like, been difficult this morning. It's not been a good morning for me.
Yeah.
Even though I'm in Kentucky, I can still feel the pain and the sorrow that everybody has.
Mhm. Yeah, I think a lot of people can, you know, relate to some kind of way.
Yep. I can remember when I was watching it, a woman that was expecting, she was pregnant, and that's how. You know, and I can relate to that because I was on bed rest whenever I was watching it on TV. So I can actually, you know what she was going through.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you a host on Blog Talk?
I am on Blog Talk. Well, no, not always. I am going to be a co-host on Monday on a show. A lady is asking me to be on a show, so I've took the obligation to be on my first little show, hosting a show on Monday. So, no, I'm not on here usually, not till like the nighttime, but I was looking for something for today, for 9/11, and I actually did, so.
I'm glad you actually came across my show. I really appreciate it so much. I'm one of the prime hosts, as they call it, on Blog Talk Radio. I have, you know, I'm known for having the big guests on the show, big celebrity guests, you know, and interviewing, you know, so many people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know I'm supposed to come up in New York to the New York Fashion Show. Some of my pictures on my profile has gotten a lot of people that's wanted me to come up there and do some modeling, but I'm not in the modeling scene right now.
Trying to find a song up here to play in regards to 9/11. I don't think I have one up here.
Well, let me find. There's actually a lot of music to do. God Bless USA. I normally do that on. I sing that quite often in my church.
Do you want to sing that for me?
Yeah, I can. Let me get it. Yeah, I can do it in the honor for you guys up there. Let me get it. Let me go in my music room, actually. I've never done this before, but I guess the first time for everything. Hold on, let me get my other phone and go to my music room.
I'm going to actually play it for the people up in New York, somebody is always out there thinking about 9/11, even though that we may not be up there, the pain still stands out to all of the world, because not only just in New York, it's everywhere. I'm actually doing this like live, so I'll get a test and make sure all my microphones testing. 1, 2. Okay.
Every American heart, and it's time we stand and say.
you.
Then now, when did you do this song? When did you first?
I just done it. I've been doing it since in church, since I was 9 years old. I've been singing since I was young.
I appreciate you doing, you know, those vocals for, you know, for us on here, and we appreciate that so much.
I do like a lot of them, like My Country, Tis of Thee, This Land Is Your Land, American the Beautiful, Star Spangled Banner, The Grand Old Flag. I do quite a bit.
Did you want to sing another one for us?
Well, sure. What would y'all like to hear?
What about This Year and This Land Is Your Land?
Of course I can. I've had like an allergy, but I still can do. Nothing's impossible, especially on a day like this. Nothing's impossible.
Right. What's your name again?
My name is Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Yeah.
Okay. Appreciate you so much for coming by and singing for us and, you know, reading your poetry, you know. Is there anything else you would like to say or add?
I would just like to add to the New York to all the people up there that, even though it's hard to say goodbye, the pain will sometimes fade away. But always remember that no matter what, God is always out there, and He does see the pains and the hurts and the sorrows and my pain and my cries, that God will lift them up and to let everybody know that not only in New York, Kentucky feels it too. And everyone have a try to have a good day, and I know it's impossible, but also remember that God is good all the time, no matter what we may be facing. And tomorrow can be, bring another brighter day.
Sure, I appreciate you so much for tuning in and giving, you know, your input. You know, you made the show so great, you know, with you coming and singing for us. And, you know, you're always more than welcome to come back by my show anytime that you see fit.
I will, and thanks for having me. And may God be with you and the New York people that is hurting today. My prayers, my thoughts go with the family and everybody else that's in sorrow of this day. I know it's a flashback, and my prayers and thoughts are with you guys.
Thank you so much, Cheryl.
You're welcome. Anytime. Have a good day.
You too.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you. Searching for that open door, and every road that I've taken led to my regret, and I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Nothing to do but lift my head. I look to you. I look to you. Yeah. You can reach me on an airplane. You can reach me with your mind. You can reach me by a caravan. Cross the desert like an airy man. I don't care how you get here, just get here if you can. You can reach me by sailboat. Climb a train, swing up to Rome. Take a sled and fly down slow into these arms of mine. You can jump on a speedboat. Cross the border in a blaze of hope. I don't care how you get here, just get here if you can. There are hills and mountains between us, always something to get over. If I had my way, surely you would be closer. I need you
J. Blige. Murder Inc. Smile.
It's just those rainy days.
Guys, stay up, stay strong. I'll see you guys later on tonight. Peace out.